The chatter of the cicadas reminds me that summer is almost at an end. Charlotte Mecklenburg school buses will soon be returning to our streets. In the late afternoon, I am hearing the sounds of a practicing South Mech marching band. The end of summer is never easy, for student or for parent. Every August, the butterflies still return. Every August, my mind pours forth with memories of when I was preparing to go back to school. Of all my memories, there is one I enjoy every August. It is the memory of when my parents drove me to college for my first year. What I savor about that memory 36 years ago is that it is the last memory of my father. He died of a heart attack months later. The trip to college was long and hot. The family car had no air conditioning. Seated in the back seat, I wondered and worried what college would be like. I imagined who my roommate would be. I feared that my courses would be over my head. I suspected that the reading and writing would stretch me. I prayed that my newfound college freedom would not be my undoing. Once on campus, my parents were escorted one way while I went another. Soon I was experiencing information overload. Names, courses, and times were filling my mind and driving my pencil. Then someone put a key in my hand and told me where I would be spending my freshman year. I found the dorm, and soon enough my roommate arrived. We greeted each other and went to look for our parents. The plan was that the parents would spend the night on campus and then depart after Sunday worship. Sunday morning, I awoke, dressed, and went to join my parents. We walked to the local church. The sanctuary was filled. We found a pew in the balcony. After lunch, parents and students slowly made their way to cars for their goodbyes. Some of us would be saying farewell in a more final way. We lingered at the car with small talk. Mother reminded me of some last-minute pointers about personal hygiene. Father handed me a check with which to open a checking account. Then it was time to go. The first hall meeting of the year had been called for early afternoon. I shook my father's hand and gave Mother a kiss and a hug. As I watched them drive away, someone turned up a stereo speaker. It was the Allman Brothers. My college education had begun. When that last memory of my father returns to me in late August, I am filled less and less with sadness, and more with gratitude. Gratitude for the routine of the seasons of life that help us to remember that with every ending, even death, there comes the promise of a new beginning.